The pandemic is taking a toll on the political future of California Governor Gavin Newsom. His approval ratings are in a tailspin. A recent UC Berkeley poll shows his support falling from 64% this past September to just 46% now, and that's making him more vulnerable to an effort to recall him from office. KQED's senior editor for politics and government, Scott Schaefer, is here. And Scott, what's going on? Why are people so unhappy with Governor Newsom?
Well, Peter, in a word, yeah, the pandemic. You know, back in September, his approval rating was sky high, and people actually thought that Newsom's handling of the pandemic was one of his strong points. But in that poll you alluded to a moment ago, just 31% say he's done a good or excellent job. And when it comes to the vaccine rollout, 22%, just 22% say he's done a good or excellent job on that, 40% saying he's done a poor job. So, you know, there's just this toxic stew of frustration, pandemic fatigue, angry businesses with these on-again, off-again, stay-at-home and closure orders, and it's taking a toll on Newsom. I will say, as we speak right now, he is announcing the opening of a couple of federal pilot projects for vaccinations in Oakland and Los Angeles. So he's trying to get ahead of it.
Well, it probably doesn't help that the coronavirus numbers in California have been sky high for quite a while now. The governor could be worried, I would imagine, because there's also this recall effort underway to remove him from office. What kind of opening do you think these numbers will give his opponents?
Well, there's definitely a lot of momentum behind collecting signatures. They've got over 1 million signatures now. They need 1.5 million verified signatures. And so there's, you know, serious money coming in behind it now. It could well qualify for the ballot. But I have to say, you know, if it's on the ballot, it could be months at the end of the year or even into 2022 before voters vote on it. And by that time, you know, more people are going to be vaccinated. The economy could be returning to normal. Life could be returning to normal. So I think time perhaps is on Newsom's side. That poll yesterday showed that, you know, more than half, about half of voters say that a recall would be a bad idea, and just 36% said they'd vote for it. So, you know, Newsom's got some wiggle room, but it's a tough time for him for sure.
Interesting how this recall has evolved, because is it right that it started as almost like a fringe campaign associated with the Proud Boys?
Yeah, there have been several recall efforts of Newsom, as there were of Jerry Brown before that, and they usually fizzle out. I think the thing that really got this one going was in November, the governor was seen at a very fancy restaurant, French Laundry, in Napa Valley, and he was eating with, you know, some friends and lobbyists. They weren't wearing masks. So here he is telling everybody to stay home, and he's out dining, you know, in a place where most people couldn't afford to pay the tip. So it just fueled a lot of anger toward him.
Well, as you say, recalls do happen in California. In 2003, Governor Gray Davis was booted from office just a few months into his second term. Do you see any similarities between then and now? Any lessons potentially learned?
Yes and no. I mean, 2003, the state was dealing with an energy crisis, rolling blackouts. We later found out Enron was sort of gaming the market. But Gray Davis was very, very deeply unpopular, much more unpopular than Newsom is now. And also you had Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, a famous movie star as an alternative. We don't have that now. Newsom's popularity is higher. California is also much more Democratic. That said, they have to take this recall seriously.
Well, what candidates are emerging in opposition?
Well, just yesterday, the former Republican mayor of San Diego, Kevin Faulkner, jumped in. He's a moderate Republican. He opposed Trump on a lot of his policies, like anti-immigration and the border wall. But he did vote for Trump. That's going to be a liability. And then there's another San Diego Republican, John Cox, who Newsom crushed in 2018. He's in. So, you know, that's what the field looks like now. But, you know, we have to see, first of all, if the recall even qualifies for the ballot.
Yeah. You know, Scott, to me, this as an outsider, this is kind of a surprise, because Governor Newsom spent the last 4 years really beating up the Trump administration. And from what I could tell, trying to brand himself as a fighter, as a progressive leader. What do you think all of this means for the state, if anything, and where it is politically speaking?
Well, it's funny, because I think when Donald Trump was president, it was very easy to blame him for a lot of the problems California was facing. We sued the federal government over 100 times. Now with Trump gone, you know, there's more focus on the governor. But, you know, that said, California is still a very Democratic place. Joe Biden got 5 million more votes than Trump in 2020. Democrats have super majorities in both houses of the legislature. And don't forget, two of the most powerful people in D.C. are from California, Speaker Pelosi and Vice President Kamala Harris. So, you know, and also, you know, Biden is looking at some of these California policies on things like climate change as a blueprint for the nation. So, you know, the national media, Peter, they love to sort of write California's political obituary every few years. and I wouldn't write us off too fast. We still got a lot going for us.
I'm not going to do that, Scott. I'm not going to write that.
Okay. I didn't say you did, but the New York Times loves okay. you.
Sure. KQED Senior Editor for Politics and Government, Scott Schaefer. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.